Today marks an historic junction in the relationship between the Northern Territory and the Ngadjig and Kayangan Ngunnawedbird group.
It's been a 10-year wait for the traditional owners of Mataranka, but today they've finally been given exclusive land title rights to the township, and the federal court has set up in Mataranka to announce the decision. Justice Finn said it shouldn't have taken so long to reach this point.
Some judges, and I include myself amongst them, consider that the bar to successful proof of a native title claim has been placed too high.
Traditional owner Marjorie Hall said it was a day of mixed emotions.
I feel happy and sad at the same time, but we can cherish this special day because of the help we had and, you know, fighting for country and speaking for country.
What made you feel sad?
Because of our loved ones that pass away, that they pass all their knowledge and understanding to us, especially my father. And even though I live up at Nuka community, I still come back and show my grandchildren and my children all of this country.
The Northern Land Council CEO Kim Hill hopes the decision will pave the way for more land rights claims.
You know, it is frustrating process where families are versus families, where governments in the past have divided and haven't recognised Aboriginal people. So it's not that simple. It's a very complex piece of legislation. It's a legislation which not many claims are won.
And how do the traditional owners want to exercise the new rights that they have now?
Oh, look, there's no doubt discussions, and there's a number of government policies which are underway, particularly about water reserves in this part of the world. We want to, in conjunction with traditional owners, look at ways in which Aboriginal people can be part of the territory economy. Just outside of Mataranka, there's large farms, aquaculture farms, so traditional owners are really concerned about the usage. They're concerned about the future usage of water flows. So there are a number of things in which the traditional owners here are considering for their futures and importantly, the preservation of their language and culture.
And the Minister for Environment and Member for Sturt, Carl Hampton, said the day was personal for him as well.
Oh, look, it is a very significant event for my family. As I said, my grandparents grew up and have country just east of here. Many of the claimants today are a family to me and my father.
10 years is a long time to wait. Some people haven't lived to see this day. Why did it take the government so long?
Well, as we've heard today from Justice Pinn, it has probably taken quicker than a lot of other native title cases. So 10 years is a long time. I believe firmly that it is too long, but certainly government and its processes of sitting down, talking, negotiating will hopefully speed these types of cases even up further to making a quicker process.